Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has brought you under their evil spell, before whose eyes Jesus the Anointed One was revealed as having been crucified. I only want to know this from you. Did you receive the Spirit by obeying the law, or by hearing and then believing? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now going to be perfected through fleshly effort? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if it really was in vain? Therefore, he who ministers the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by keeping the law or by hearing from God and then acting in faith? Consider the example of Abraham, who believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Therefore, understand that those who live according to faith are the true sons of Abraham. And the Scripture predicted that God would consider the Gentiles just by faith when he announced the good news beforehand to Abraham, saying, "All the nations will be blessed through you." Genesis 12:3, 18:18, and 22:18. So then those who are living according to faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For everyone who depends on the works of the law to be right with God are under a curse, for it is written, "Everyone who does not continue to practice all things that are written in the book of the law is cursed." Deuteronomy 27:26. Now the fact that no one is considered just before God by keeping the law is obvious, for the just one is the one who lives by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. And keeping the law is not faith. Instead, he who keeps the laws will live by them. Leviticus 18:5. The Anointed One liberated us from the curse of the law, having become cursed for us, for it is written, "Everyone who hangs on a wooden beam is cursed." Deuteronomy 21:23. In this way, the blessing of Abraham can come upon the Gentiles in the Anointed One Jesus, so that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I am going to use a human example here. Even when men make a covenant, that is a contract, once it has been agreed upon, no one makes it void or adds to it. Now the heavenly promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He did not say, "and to your seeds," as if there were many, but only one. "And to your seed," which is the Anointed One. Now I say this, since a covenant, that is a contract, had already been ratified by God, the law which came 430 years later does not make it void so as to abolish the promise. For if the inheritance is through the law, it is not any longer by a promise, but God granted it to Abraham through a promise. Of what use then is the law, which was set in order through a messenger, Moses, having been given to him by a mediator? Now mediation involves more than one person, but God is one. It was added to make men conscious of their sins until the seed would come concerning whom the promise had been made. Is the law then against the promises of God? Never. For if there had been a law given which could impart God's life, truly righteousness would have been produced through the law. But the Scriptures show that everyone is guilty of sin, so that the promise which comes by the faith of Jesus the Anointed One might be being supplied to those who are believing. But before faith came, we were kept protected under the law, being held by it for the faith which would be revealed later. So the law has become our tutor to bring us to the Anointed One, so that we might be being considered just through faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, the law. For you are all children of God through faith in the Anointed One, Jesus. For as many of you as are being immersed into the Anointed One are putting on the Anointed One. In him there can be neither Jew nor Greek. There can be neither bondslave nor free. There can be no male and female, for you all are one in the Anointed One, Jesus. And if you are the Anointed Ones, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. This is the end of Galatians chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.